Why does it seem like the Muslim Brotherhood is being given such free rein? I'm Dr. Fred. You're listening to Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Hi, and thank you for joining me. You're listening to Dr. Fred, another episode of Study, Grow, Know. We have been talking about Joseph and how his life exemplifies for us the reality of what it means to be a Christian, in my view. And we discussed many aspects of Joseph's life. And today what I'd like to do for the next few minutes is discuss something that is a little bit removed from that, but it still impacts the Christian. And I want to end with what our response to this issue should be. And I want to talk about using the Muslim Brotherhood to change society. Now, since embarking on a path of research regarding the changes that are happening in society, and anyone who can see understands that these changes are taking place. But since researching this, a number of questions that I've had seem to have been answered. And probably the most annoying question that seemed to kick at the side of my head was that why was this particular administration here in America seemed completely blind to the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood is so against basic freedoms? It just kind of bothered me that Islam was being given so much freedom here in America. This administration seems to cater to the Muslim Brotherhood. What was the deal? Could the Obama administration be that stupid? Well, I don't think so. Something else is going on here. I have come to understand, thanks to many articles written by Dr. Dennis Cuddy and others, is that the Muslim Brotherhood is an extremely useful tool for those who control things. And I do believe, even though it sounds conspiratorial and no one likes to talk about this stuff, I do believe that there is a group of individuals who have controlled the direction of this world for generations. It makes sense to me that Satan would use such a group to accomplish his goals, like a CEO would use his top-end management to disseminate his orders and his information down through the ranks. The Muslim Brotherhood has absolutely no difficulty in employing the most cowardly of tactics in their efforts to overcome and suppress basic human rights. They've proven this fact repeatedly wherever they gain ground and momentum. Now, what I've learned is that if this world is heading toward a one-world government, as I believe we clearly see from Scripture alone, not to mention the actual events that are taking place in society that have been moving us to that point for some time, then it makes complete sense to me that a global elite would unleash the power of a group like the Muslim Brotherhood to do their dirty work, whether it's Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, or some other Islamic-related group. They all have the same goal in mind, and they all want to override the current rule of law in society, replacing it with Sharia law. That is obvious to me, and that's my primary basic understanding of what Islam, radical Islam, wants to impose on the rest of this world. Now, what the elite, the group of people, call them whatever you want, the power elite, the global elite, the Illuminati, it doesn't really matter. It's all the same. What the elite does not want people to focus on is the reason the Muslim Brotherhood and other groups related to them are given such freedom to do what they do in society and in the world. This is nothing but a form of misdirection, because the PE wants us to simply focus on the problem that is the Muslim Brotherhood. They want us to believe that Islam is the true problem, so we should come to hate and stand against Islam. That's what they're hoping for. Now, while we're busy then fighting Islam's encroachment, we don't realize that the powers behind the MB are getting away without being noticed. These powers continue to work through the MB and other similar groups in order to bring about the necessary change they believe needs to occur in this world so that their form of socialism will eventually take root. Now, as the Muslim Brotherhood goes from one nation to the next, overthrowing governments and setting up its own, what we see is an ever-growing empowerment of the Muslim Brotherhood that allows them to control an ever-growing sphere of geography throughout the world. In other words, as they work toward the next caliphate, which is an Islamic-controlled empire governed by Sharia law and the Quran, their influence will grow. As their influence grows, more Muslims will side with the Muslim Brotherhood, and the overall goal to create the caliphate they dream will usher in world peace. Now, in essence, and I've mentioned this before, they are doing all the grunt work for the global elite. The Muslim Brotherhood represents the foot soldier. They kill and are killed, and others replace them. The continuing assault on national freedoms gains momentum, and one victory after another becomes clear. Now, the Obama administration has so far spent billions of taxpayer dollars in military aid or other types of aid in order to help overthrow the dictatorships in North Africa and the Middle East. This has been done in order to, well, ostensibly to replace those dictatorships with the Muslim Brotherhood under the guise of the Arab Spring, which they say leads to democracy, well, of a sort. Now, of course, what's interesting is that in one of Mr. Obama's own books, he constantly decried the use of American imperialism or colonization by the United States for presuming to tell other nations what their governments should be. Yet as president of the United States and commander-in-chief, he seems to be guilty of doing the very same thing that he hated America for doing. Well, the other fact that Mr. Obama got us into ground wars in Libya and elsewhere without congressional approval is serious cause for concern. Now, be that as it may, this is where we are today, and radical Islam, far from being a thing of the past, continues to grow in power through recruitment and continued acts of terrorism evidenced throughout the world. In the current situation with Israel versus Hamas, for instance, that's going on today, and Hamas is a Muslim Brotherhood-aligned group, Mr. Obama has publicly offered that Israel has a right to protect itself. Well, I'm very glad that he did say that, but the question remains that if America is truly Israel's ally, why aren't we involved in that particular ground war offensive? Did Mr. Obama even offer to help? Doesn't appear to be the case, but he had no problem putting us on the ground in Libya and elsewhere. In fact, it's rumored that while Mr. Obama publicly states that he supports Israel's right to defend itself, the U.S. may well be funneling arms to Hamas, as may have occurred in the situation with Libya, from reports I've read on the internet. Now, if this is true, then the aggression of the Muslim Brotherhood is being unofficially sanctioned by the United States. But in the end, though, I'm not concerned for Israel. I certainly pray for that nation, and I know from too many places in Scripture that God will protect Israel for one reason only, and that is for the sake of his holy name. This is a continuing fact that is declared throughout the book of Israel. Now, people can argue that Israel is a terrorist organization. I'm not going to debate that at all. Whether they are or they are not seems to miss the point entirely as far as I'm concerned. The United States and the UN has not declared that Israel is a terrorist organization, yet they have declared that Hamas is such. If we are supporting Hamas under the table, as it were, then we're breaking our own laws. That, to me, is of greater concern than the fact that Hamas is a terrorist organization. God is going to take care of Israel. And what I fully appreciate is the fact that the Bible tells us that when Israel stands completely alone at some point in the future, and we are getting there, folks, the Gog-Magog war occurs. That's Ezekiel 38:39, with not one other nation around to come to Israel's aid. God himself steps in and deals with Israel's aggressor. Now, again, I would like to emphasize that the reason God does this has absolutely nothing to do with Israel at all. And God even says this. He makes it clear, repeating himself several times throughout the book of Ezekiel. The only reason God steps up and goes to bat for Israel is because he values the holiness of his own name, the honor that is to be given to him. He is also clear in Ezekiel that Israel has consistently dragged his holy name through the mud. Because of Israel, his name has become an epithet throughout the world. God stands up for Israel, not because Israel is so special or because Israel represents God's people through which the Messiah and the Savior was born. He stands up for Israel because he has stated he will use that nation that has brought disgrace to his name to bring honor to his name. Now, when we speak of Israel, we are speaking of two things, the land and the nation. The two are inextricably bound together as far as God is concerned. He will not allow his land to be divided up by godless nations, and it's not going to happen, try as they might. Now, with respect to the ongoing war in Israel right now that appears to be stepping up its pace daily, we see Hamas acting like the cowards they are by doing things that only cowards do. For instance, they fire their rockets and missiles from within residential neighborhoods in the hopes that Israel will not fire back. Hamas also surrounds themselves with women and children to keep Israeli soldiers from firing on them. They also use propaganda that the mainstream media in America portrays as truth. There have been many examples on the net of terrorist individuals pretending to be hurt or killed by Israeli fire. That's what we see on the TV or on the computer. What we don't see is the fact that after the person supposedly dies, eventually they get up and walk away, unhurt. CNN and others don't air that part of the video. Hamas likes to pretend that they are also Israeli soldiers by trying to dress the part. The average person doesn't realize the difference when they see a photo of a supposed Israeli soldier stepping on the chest of a young girl lying on the ground, pointing a weapon at her head while her mother kneels beside her, weeping. The soldier pictured is not Israeli, but simply made to look like one for the benefit of the camera. CNN and other news bureaus go along with the trickery, not even attempting to portray the truth. The uniform's all wrong. Israeli soldiers don't use AK-47s, and other things are completely wrong as well. But that doesn't matter because the average person is not informed enough to know. What matters is the propaganda that is brought into our homes through our computers and TVs. Like the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas will do whatever it can to portray Israel as the aggressor. Now, that's just the case. All of these things happen around the world prove that the Muslim Brotherhood and other Islamic groups do what they do to overthrow. The global elite allow and encourage it so that more areas of the world will be taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood. Why? Well, once those areas are taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood, as this world continues to move to a one-world government, it is much, much easier for the global elite to simply swallow up and absorb those areas that have been taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood. They've already been taken over. The fight already took place. In the end, I believe that this is why Mr. Obama is constantly seen reaching out to the Islamic world and spending so much of American money supporting their causes. Has Mr. Obama really done anything for America? No, he hasn't fixed the economy. He hasn't even attempted to. He's created programs that cost trillions. He spends more money outside of America than in it. So should I be concerned? As an authentic Christian, of course, I should not be concerned. However, as a human being, I do tend to give in to the fears and anxieties that are caused by the things I see in this world. What do I do about that? What can I do about it? Well, the only thing I know to do is what is commanded of us in places like Psalm 100. Let me read that for you. Psalm 100 says this, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations." Now, the truth in the above psalm that I just read is truth that should be part of every Christian's thinking. It should be memorized and understood. We should come to believe that these truths noted are so real that they should be as natural for us to believe as breathing. We learn that God is in control over all outcomes. We see that the Lord is God and there's no other. God wants us to recognize these truths. I believe the more we praise him, the less connected we will feel to the things that are happening around us and throughout this world. We will be able to look at things from God's perspective and become more aligned with his purposes. I firmly believe that this only occurs when we master the art of giving him praise. The Muslim Brotherhood is not going to prevail. God will. That's our show for today. I thank you so much for joining me, and I pray that between now and the next time we meet, that God will open your eyes to show you how blessed you truly are. Thank you for joining me.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.